Brazil's capital, Brasilia, looks calm just 3 days after the assault on the presidential palace, Supreme Court, and Congress. But as often happens, looks can be deceiving. Here in the presidential palace, the cleanup of Sunday's attack by self-proclaimed patriots calling for military intervention to unseat newly inaugurated left-wing president Lula da Silva continues. And the arrest of the now dismissed head of Brasilia's military police signals that the cleanup of culprits is far from over. The government concedes the armed forces and police have been, quote, contaminated by what it calls a culture of institutional hatred promoted by former President Jair Bolsonaro. We asked Institutional Affairs Minister Alexandre Padilla if security forces remain a threat.
We have clear evidence of individuals, military police, or members of the army who collaborated on Sunday with the terrorists or were negligent. They will be investigated and held accountable for their actions before the law.
It's not a secret that Lula da Silva was not the candidate favored by Brazil's police and army. Under former President Bolsonaro, the armed forces occupied more cabinet positions than during Brazil's former military dictatorship and received handsome salaries. The army refused to dismantle camps of thousands of Brazilians calling for military intervention, even as Lula was being sworn in just a few kilometers away. But an overhaul or purge of hostile members of the army is also risky.
At the end of the day, if the government wants to do so, the government could blame individuals instead of the whole institutions. And I think that's pretty much what's going to happen in order to not create another crisis for the government to deal with.
President Lula may indeed be forced to show more leniency towards security forces than he and his left-wing constituency would like, in a country still in shock. The symbolism of what happened here is lost on no one. The shattered glass windows, for example, represent transparency and power. And the mobs that invaded this palace used these open staircases that were designed by Brazil's famous architect, Oscar Niemeyer, to symbolize openness and connection with the people. Yet what happened on Sunday is not what they were designed for. And even as these military intervention activists are being bussed back to where they came from, they vow to continue fighting. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Brasilia.